A report released this week by the All India Christian Council says a clear pattern of communal violence against Christians in India continues unabated and that authorities are unwilling to address the problem. The briefing, titled Communalism, Anti-Christian Violence and the Law, focuses on the aftermath of communal violence in Orissa in 2008 and the regular, frequent attacks on Christians concentrated in six other states, typically in the form of well-targeted mob violence. Christian Solidarity team leader David Griffith says that one of the most disturbing aspects is the culture of impunity for perpetrators of violence.
Our partner organization, the All India Christian Council, was actually founded in 1998, I think, when they noticed that there was beginning to be a consistent rise in religiously motivated attacks against Christians in certain states across India. So now, just over 10 years on, we can see that this pattern of anti-Christian violence has really escalated in some parts of the country, particularly really in Karnataka state in the south during recent years. And the most troubling aspect, of course, about it is that it is so often met by negligent or biased responses from the state and from the police. I think what we saw in Orissa showed that certainly things have the potential to be pretty explosive. That was the first case of large-scale mob violence against Christians in independent India. But this pattern of ongoing anti-Christian violence is very much at a similar level to previous years. But the problematic dimension is that it's because it is happening what is described as a sporadic basis, as in seemingly isolated attacks, it's not recognized by the Indian government as communal violence.